Heal Thyself, Using a Holistic Approach with Dr. Eric Madrid.
In today's podcast, we're going to talk about the world's number one consumed beverage, coffee. In addition, we will talk about the history of coffee and the numerous health benefits that it provides. So stay tuned. The sound of coffee, one of the world's most beloved drinks. Coffee is one of the world's most consumed beverages, second only to water. Worldwide, about 1 billion cups of coffee are consumed every day. In the United States alone, those numbers are about 400 million cups per day. Coffee has many, many health benefits. We will be discussing those later on in this podcast. However, first, I want to discuss the history of coffee. The coffee plant originated in Ethiopia and was initially discovered sometime during the 9th century. Legend tells us that a goat herder named Kaldi discovered the coffee tree when his goats ate the red berries of the tree. After that, the goats were found to have increased energy and did not sleep well during the night, leaving Kaldi tossing and turning himself. The next morning, he decided to give it a try. He ate the fruit and noticed his own energy increased. He shared his discovery with the local monastery, where the monks boiled the fruits. However, when they consumed the new brew, it was very bitter. Matter of fact, they simply did not like it. The monks therefore threw the remaining fruits into a fire. What came next was kind of serendipitous. When they started roasting the seeds, as we would now say, or basically they were burning the fruits, they noticed a sweet aroma filled the air. They realized that the resulting product could then be used to make a tasty energy drink. Some have argued that Kaldi's discovery was one of the biggest discoveries of the millennia. How did coffee get to the point to which it is as popular as it is today? Let's go back over 600 years. In 1414, the first coffee houses started to appear in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. The tens of thousands of Muslims who made their pilgrimage to Mecca each year would then spread the drink's popularity back to their hometowns. Coffee became immensely popular in Yemen, where they call it Arabica. In 1555, coffee reaches Istanbul, modern-day Turkey, and the coffee houses begin to open far and wide. Coffee becomes a popular drink consumed during social gatherings and business meetings. It became prized for its ability to increase clarity of thinking and help improve productivity. In the 1600s, the people of Venice, Italy, drank their first cups of coffee. Legend has it, the Venetians were the first Europeans to try it. In 1645, the first coffee house opens up in Venice, and coffee's popularity spreads. But it's not without controversy. For a time, many Catholic priests considered coffee to be Satan's drink. In 1605, Pope Clement VIII tastes coffee for the very first time. It was provided to him by a Venetian merchant. After this, he declares it acceptable for Christians to drink. Prior to 1605, coffee was considered to be a drink of the Muslims only. In 1660, coffee made itself to the shores of France, reaching Paris in 1665. By 1667, coffee was introduced to the people of Germany. If we go back a few years, in 1607, Captain John Smith brought coffee to Jamestown when he first arrived to North America. In 1723, the coffee plant was introduced to the Caribbean islands, soon making its way back to North America on a larger scale. In 1727, Portuguese sailors introduced coffee to South America. 300 years later, Brazil has become one of the leading producers of coffee around the world. In 1773, coffee gets its big break when the people of Boston revolt against King George's tax on tea imports from England. The end result, we all know. They threw the British tea off the ships into the harbor, what would be known as the infamous Boston Tea Party. Coffee's popularity continued to grow, and the Boston Tea Party was really helped make that happen. By 1903, coffee consumption reaches an all-time high, and many advancements are made. In the year of 1903, decaffeinated coffee was introduced under the name Senka, which comes from sans caffeine, or literally without caffeine. By 1906, the modern-day espresso machine was unveiled at the Milan Fair, providing new options for brewing. By 1971, a coffee house called Starbucks opened up in Seattle, Washington. By 1990, Starbucks opened up its 84th location. And today, in 2017, over 20,000 Starbucks operate worldwide, broadening coffee's popularity exponentially. Let's discuss the health benefits of drinking coffee. Because let's face it, we all enjoy a cup of coffee, and the research out there seems to be all over the place. Okay, first and foremost, caffeine is the main ingredient in coffee, and this is why the drink has become so popular. Caffeine has a stimulant effect, meaning that it gives people more energy and also increases mental alertness. Coffee also contains a substance called polyphenols, which have antioxidant properties, and this is believed to be one of the big reasons coffee provides a significant health advantage. In 2018, in the European Journal of Nutrition, there was a study of the elderly Spanish population. The researchers concluded that coffee consumption was associated with lower cardiovascular disease mortality in the elderly. Basically, those who were regular consumers of coffee were less likely to die of heart disease and strokes. So this is one of many studies that show significant benefits to coffee. Last year, around August of 2017, two large studies came out in the Annals of Internal Medicine. The first study included 186,000 people from diverse backgrounds. It included African Americans, Native Hawaiians, Latinos, Japanese Americans, and white Americans. The 16-year study concluded that those who drank four or more cups per day of coffee were 18% less likely to die from heart disease, cancer, lung disease, stroke, kidney disease, and even complications of diabetes. A second study published in that same journal that same month was conducted throughout 10 European countries and included 521,000 people. So both of these studies just had an extremely large number of people, so the conclusions are very solid. The baseline blood tests and health questionnaires were given to these patients in this European study, and they also were followed for 16 years. And again, what the researchers found is excellent news for coffee drinkers. The benefits are most pronounced when moderate drinkers, or those who drink 3 to 5 cups of coffee per day, were compared to non-coffee drinkers. Specifically, men who were moderate coffee drinkers were nearly 20% less likely to die, while women were 10% less likely to die. Even better, moderate coffee drinkers were also 60% less likely to die from diseases like liver cancer and liver cirrhosis. Also, the study showed that women who were moderate coffee drinkers, you might want to share this with your friends, were 30% less likely to die from strokes. Again, significant studies with a significant amount of people all showing significant benefits. So if you are drinking coffee, continue to do so. Additional health benefits of coffee include reducing the risk of heart attacks, lowering inflammation of the body. Some studies show that coffee can help provide mental health benefits, reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes, appears to reduce the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. One study even showed a reduced risk of suicide. Again, in addition, there's a lower, coffee lowers inflammation in the liver, in the blood, lowers a chemical marker doctors call a CRP, C-reactive protein. Okay, so again, all good reasons to continue to drink coffee. One thing you need to be careful of, however, is coffee does have tannins in them. Tannins can deplete the body of magnesium, calcium, iron, vitamin B1, and zinc. So if you're a regular coffee drinker, taking a multivitamin may not be a bad idea, especially if your diet is not rich in fruits and vegetables. Now, one thing I must add, however, though, is that the coffee did not really evaluate, or the studies did not evaluate coffee drinkers' use of added cream, sugar, and all these other things that can actually reduce the health benefits of coffee. So in my personal opinion, I would propose that black coffee be drank if tolerated. It does have a very bitter taste. However, this is a taste that is usually acquired over time. And if you are going to be using additives, consider using maybe almond milk, soy milk, or coconut milk, and maybe one or two servings of raw cane sugar or even stevia as an artificial sweetener. And I think there are also stevia-flavored sweeteners out there, which are probably a suitable option. I'm not a big fan of aspartame, NutraSweet, which is the blue packet that many people use, nor Sweet and Low. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you have any questions, please send us a message by logging into the Anchor app.